From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalated over Turkey, the fallout from the failed coup last Friday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president believes it's important the Turkish investigation into the attempted government takeover is within the country's rule of law.
The president's expectation is that people in Turkey want to see a full investigation and accountability for those who are complicit in the failed coup. The president also believes that that investigation should be conducted consistent with the democratic principles that are enshrined in Turkey's constitution.
President Erdogan escalated the purge of workers Tuesday suspected of taking part in the coup attempt by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The firings come a day after Ankara detained 9,000 people for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of Erdogan's government. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an Afghan teenager's axe knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. On Tuesday, the Islamic State posted a video on social media of the purported attacker holding a small knife, but authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker, who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene, appears to have self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist group. Afghan officials say the Taliban launched multiple attacks on Tuesday, including the strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that linked the capital, Kabul, with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in early July. Violence typically takes a downturn during Ramadan's dawn-to-dusk fasting. This is VOA News. Delegates to the Republican National Convention are set to nominate Donald Trump as the party's 2016 presidential candidate Tuesday evening. Two of Trump's children and former presidential candidates, Ben Carson and Governor Chris Christie, will deliver addresses tonight on the theme of making America great again. Trump's campaign is likely hoping for a different response to tonight's speakers after accusations. Part of his wife Melania's speech Monday night was lifted from Michelle Obama's address at the Democratic Convention in 2008. Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort said the speech belongs to Mrs. Trump.
The words that she used are words that were personal to her. The fact that there are things like care and respect and compassion, those are not extraordinary words. And certainly when you talk about family, they're normal words.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton weighed in on the first day of the Republican convention.
They had about 8 hours of speeches yesterday. They spent most of their time attacking me and President Obama rather than making any kind of argument about the future we want to build for our country. You know, we can do a lot better than that.
Clinton will accept the Democratic nomination at her party's convention in Philadelphia next week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will help ensure a strong alliance between Britain and the European Union after Britain leaves the 28-nation organization.
As Britain and the EU begin negotiating the new terms of their partnership, America is rooting for and will do all we can to try to encourage and assist in the development of the smoothest possible transition and a highly integrated and collaborative UK-EU relationship.
Kerry was speaking in London, where he is to discuss U.S.-British relations with the newly appointed Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who led the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. A top Vatican envoy is urging both South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to peacefully end the wave of violence that gripped the capital Juba last week, leaving hundreds of people dead and thousands of others displaced from their homes. Cardinal Peter Turkson met with Kiir Tuesday and delivered a message directly from Pope Francis. Kiir strongly opposes a proposal by the regional body, Intergovernmental Authority on Development, and the African Union to deploy regional troops to Juba to stabilize the capital and act as a buffer between forces loyal to the president and those loyal to Machar. Turkson says the president conveyed that he is receptive to meeting with Machar. For details in these other stories, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.